Well, Kendrick Lamar is going to be performing at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. And we want to hear from you. What was your favorite Super Bowl halftime performance of all time?
Mine probably was Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Do you remember that one?
It was the first Super Bowl.
Years and years and years and years.
Jason was two.
It was the 1924 NFL Championship before the Super Bowl.
No, he didn't.
He never did.
I think it's going to be, because I'm just thinking of the most memorable one. And unfortunately, it's probably because it's newer. But it probably was the Eminem, Dr. Dre.
I love that one.
And the reason why is it was just so much, too. It was another surprise.
Why do you sound disappointed to say that that was your favorite? If it's your favorite, it's your favorite.
I don't know. I think that when I look at it on the outside, Prince would be something like that would be maybe my... Because I just think he's like a super, superstar. Not that they're not. But I can't remember that one as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think that one.
Gotcha.
That's a good one. That's of recent. That's mm-hmm. my favorite, but not of all time. But I love that one. All right. What's your favorite halftime Super Bowl performance of all time, Katie?
Oh, my favorite is Janet Jackson.
With Justin Timberlake?
With Justin Timberlake.
That's a good one.
Also, I don't know if you remember this, but it was in Houston. My girl, Jay Simps, was there as well.
Who?
Jessica Simpson.
Did she perform?
She did the, either the anthem or something okay. beforehand, but it was not a halftime show, but she kicked off the halftime
That's
show
cool.
by being like, Houston! And then she brought in all the marching bands.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, she looked really good,
that
too.
That one was the controversy with the...
That was Nipplegate.
Mm-hmm.
That was when Justin Timberlake went to go. He reached across Janet Jackson and was supposed to rip off some part of her shirt, but then, oops, accidentally exposed her nipple, which was covered by a tassel.
Well, and then it was the, which, yeah.
Or a pasty.
Yeah, like she wears pasties under her. And then I think the term wardrobe malfunction became, you know, I think it was, I'll have you naked by the end of the song.
Yes.
And then he rips it. And they're like, no, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, yes, it was. And by the way, I applaud it because given what we know now, big whoop.
I mean,
we have Bianca Censori walking naked on the red carpet.
Yeah,
like, is it really that big of a deal?
That's the most watched event of all time,
yes,
really.
It was so good. And so what a great mix.
But that's a lot
mix.
Of people that expose what they were saying.
It was a great mix of artists, yes. But also, Jared, women do wear pasties underneath there. It was like...
No, I'm saying she acted like... Mm-hmm. And it was like a weird, like, star thing,
yeah.
remember? I mean, it was like she just happened to be wearing that.
Exactly. That's why it was planned.
And the thing
planned.
Was just ripped where her boob was.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of blowback for that.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's a family... I mean, Super Bowl, families are watching it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if the blowback would happen if it was
It would
today.
Not. It would not.
As much.
Oh, it would.
Do you think so?
A little bit.
I don't think social media even existed then.
Oh, no. But if it happened
today.
Now.
If it happened now?
Yeah.
I think it'd be worse.
Why?
Yeah. Because of social media.
I think we're desensitized. It's just like the Elvis phenomenon where Elvis was dancing.
Were, yeah.
I think people will be upset, but nothing
people went
like
nuts
it was.
When Adam Levine took his shirt off and they said how inappropriate it was.
Yeah, but I'm saying that given what we just saw at the Grammys.
I know, but the Grammys isn't like, the whole family sit down and watch the red carpet part.
But it's everywhere, though.
No, it is.
It's everywhere.
And people are saying she should be arrested.
Mm.
I think that you
she
get blowback,
no,
but
won't.
I think over decades we get...
Oh, will it be as shocking?
Yeah, no.
But I think there'll be definite blowback. I mean, people were like, said that Adam mm-hmm. Levine taking a shirt off was super inappropriate.
I know.
And it's a dude taking the shirt off.
Remember then when Usher did it? Remember when Usher did it?
Everyone was like, very appropriate.
Uh-huh. And everyone was like, potting him. We're like, oh no, don't fall off your roller skates.
You look so sweaty and oiled up.
I told you that very recently we were having like a girl's bunko or book, whatever it was, and we all rewatched it. I forgot how hot it was.
Yeah.
And we all were sitting around, like, basically, you know, the description of like sitting around with your tongues wagging?
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was.
And
I
then
forgot.
Katie ended up with herpes.
You know, Bunko leads to herpes. I've always
because
said that.
Because doesn't right. Usher has
yeah.
some kind of controversy
yes, he does.
With
yeah,
herpes or
he
something?
He was sued for knowingly mm-hmm. or not telling a sexual partner he had herpes and infected her with it
mm-hmm.
and lost millions of dollars.
Got in big trouble.
But, I mean, he's a good performer.
That's right. He can sing really great.
My favorite halftime show of all time is not Janet Jackson.
It's... Yeah, that's such a
Michael
good one.
Jackson was not the height, because it was probably the mid-80s, and I was too young. But it was like, this is what the Super Bowl is going to do, have the biggest star in the world. Because seriously, up to that point, for the most part, it's like marching bands or these big, like, it's country night and have a bunch of stars.
Yeah.
Not the focus. And I remember watching it. I was like, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old. And all of a sudden, he appears at the top of the stadium. You're like, oh, my gosh, he's standing at the top of the stadium. And then, like, explosions and all this stuff. And boom, he's on stage. And then he did the moonwalk. He did the lean with Smooth Criminal. It was like you're watching the greatest, the biggest star of all time. Up to that point, he was probably the biggest star in the world doing all his hits. And the anticipation of seeing Michael Jackson perform live at the biggest event in the world, it was just like, I couldn't believe it.
I remember that a little bit. He was at the top of the stadium. How did he get down? Was he on some kind of pulley system?
I think he says a body double.
Okay, well, Pink.
Did Pink? He had a up there?
He was up there, and then he's on stage down. Immediately. So.
Yeah. Right. Well, Pink can do it instantly now. They have the technology to do it instantly.
Well, and they had the big screen, though, for him as well. So it was like he was in different, I don't know. That was the outdoor stadium.
Yeah. The thing is in California, I think. But it's just incredible. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this icon. You know, this is before all the allegations were like, holy crap. Right. What about you, Matt?
For me, I'm trying to think of all the ones I remember. I really enjoyed the Maroon 5 one.
Absolutely.
And not just because Adam Levine took off his shirt, but because I know there was a lot of blowback whenever they got announced, and there was like this, I guess, calling online that it was like you should just let SpongeBob perform. And so they made a big deal. And so what they did was they played a clip of SpongeBob to intro them onto the stage. So it's like they leaned into the comedy of it. So they played a little bit of SpongeBob. And so I was, okay, that's entertaining. And I can't remember, did they bring out Big Boy?
I think it was from Andre 3000, or from Outkast. I believe you're right.
Because that was the big pushback, was it was like, you're in Atlanta, you've got such a rich heritage of like Atlanta-based artists, and you're going with Maroon 5. Right. And so I think they brought several Atlanta-based artists
Travis
out with them.
Travis Scott, Big Boy, and then the Georgia State University Marching Band.
Yeah, and can we stop that with like, oh, whatever city the Super Bowl's in, you have to have a performer from there? The Super Bowl's only in like in 8 different cities because of weather or being in a dome.
I don't think you
have to. Why limit yourself to that?
But if you have a big performer, like Lil Wayne.
And Travis Scott came out during that Super Bowl. Travis Scott and Big Boy.
Mm-hmm. I just said that.
Yep. Matt said it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My bad. Yep.
But I did hear that Travis Scott and Big Boy were at that one.
What?
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that?
No. I've never heard that before.
That's why I'm here. Travis Scott was at that Super Bowl.
No. No, he wasn't. You're making that up. I know who wasn't there. Big Boy. There's no way.
No way.
Reports are Adam Levine played.
Big Boy.
What about the other Maroon 4?
Nope. Just Adam Levine.
No.
With the SpongeBob bubble ball.
With that Super Bowl, a lot of people say that was one of the worst halftime performances. And Matt says he likes it, one of his favorite.
Uh-huh.
The thing is with Maroon 5 is, I don't know if people don't realize this, they're one of those bands that people don't realize they have probably some of the most amount of hits out of any band ever. I think even we're talking like Michael Jackson type status, that's how many hits.
I think that it's people who just don't want to admit that they like Maroon 5 because there's something to that, you know? Like if you're like, maybe you're not a man if you like Maroon 5.
Right.
I guarantee you, you know the songs and you like the songs. You just don't want other people to know.
But they also are a band that when they do come in concert, and they draw a lot of people, for the amount of hits, though, that they do have, they don't draw like somebody would. It's just, it's like for the people like to listen to it, but the in concert experience is like, it's detached a little bit. I mean, they do well, but not for a band that has that many hits.
Well, and for people to say that it's the worst of all time.
Well, do you know that Maroon 5,
when
they go in concert, they have to pick out of their hits because there's not enough time to play all their hits at their concert? How many other bands can do that?
Very few.
Most of the time, they're trying to make filler in the middle
of the concert. You're waiting to the end to hear their one song that you really love.
Yeah.
Intern Jalen, real quick, curious, you're 22, 21. Yeah. What was your favorite halftime show of all time?
Beyonce.
Yes. Yeah. And that's where she really utilized... Like, she incorporated the marching band into her performance.
Well, did she incorporate Destiny's Child songs?
Yeah, they came in.
That's what I thought happened.
Didn't they made their appearance, right? Destiny's Child. They were.
I don't know for sure.
I don't think so.
They did not? I thought they joined her on stage for a second.
If they didn't, that's messed up.
I thought they did.
If they didn't, that's real messed
up. Maybe they didn't.